There is a spectrum from laziness all the way to workaholism. Okay, so laziness, workaholism, and now in the middle is where we want to get to, where it's being energetic and wise. And that's where we want to get to, be energetic and wise. At one end of the spectrum, Michael Hyatt, he's this famous leadership expert. He's also a deacon in the Orthodox Church. He once, in one year, he thought he's having multiple heart attacks, kept on going to emergency, but it turned out it's just stress, just overwork. The breakthrough for him came when he realized he was always trying to do more things and faster. Well, that's the problem. And then he realized it's not about getting things done. It's about getting the right things done. It's about doing God's will. So now with that mindset, doing God's will, being responsive to him, whenever he's at work, he's fully present. And when he's at home with his wife, Gail, and their five daughters, he's fully present. And the most important people in his life get the very best of him. At the other end of the spectrum, one of my friends used to be very lazy, going nowhere in life. The breakthrough for him is when he encountered Jesus and Jesus' example. And he started wanting to be like that. He heard that call to holiness. So he started imitating that. He started loving his family more. He started serving at the parish. And I've seen that happen to a number of men. When you see Jesus' masculinity and his responsibility and his sense of duty, we step up. We want to be like that. What happens is when we start acting responsibly and we start, when people start to be able to count on us, it feels really good and it becomes addictive in a really good way. And we start trying to want to do more of that. And that's what happened to me. After I met Jesus when I was in high school and I decide I want to be like him, my grades get better, my sports get better, I start treating people better, and my relationships get better. So let's do our duty and be responsive to Christ, being careful not to take on duties that he doesn't want us to. We have to communicate our legitimate needs and do restful activities. Something is truly restful, and it's not laziness, when it helps us achieve our final end, that of praising, reverencing, and serving God.